Hey everyone, Pastor Tim Carscott here, Christian Center Shreveport. Thanks again for tuning in to our daily podcast here on the Podbean app, Apple Podcast app, or on your computer. Thanks for listening in. I pray you're having a good day. This week we're talking about a very important topic, walking in kingly authority. Okay, I hope you've listened in the first 2 days on our podcast on this very important day. I know some of you'll just wait for the week to go by and then you listen to them back to back, and that's fine. We try to keep it at that 12 minute teaching so that if you're driving to work or whatever you're doing, you can catch the podcast. I hope that helps you. Some of y'all do it at breakfast. Good morning. Some of you do it at lunch. Good afternoon. You know, buenos dias, buenas tardes. If you're doing it tonight, you know, buenas noches. You know, whatever. That's only a language I know how to do times and greetings in. But whatever it is you're listening in, I pray that it's a good measured time for you to grow in the Lord. And we've been talking about this priesthood. Of having power as a priest, but moving into kingly authority. I did a sermon on it on January 29 on a YouTube page. Go listen to that if you got time and kind of fill in some of the gaps of what I'm talking about there as a teaching that we learned many years ago. And we sat under John Paul Jackson and others learning the difference between power and authority. And I want to build on that this week and have been this week. And I pray it's helping you. We know that it starts with intimacy. It starts with you having time with God. And as you have this time with the Lord, then what happens is then you begin to grow and God wants to entrust to you authority. Okay, and that's what kings do. Okay, when we look at, let's look at, you know, Exodus 17. Remember when Moses strikes a rock and water comes out? You know, later we see that God tells Moses to speak to the rock. And so you can learn principles that you walk in that power. Then through relationship obedience, you gain authority. See, there was power when God gave the rock, strike it. But then when you speak it, you had authority to speak to the rock and make it come out. You didn't have to do a physical action. You had authority as a king. That's a judicial thing. You speak it. You know, in Luke 2, 32 and 36, we see that when Jesus is speaking in the temple, right? And the people are astonished at his teaching, and they say, who is this teaching with such authority and the power that he commanded the unclean spirits to come out? So they recognize there was a difference between the power and the authority in him, because Jesus administered to the Father, but now he had begun to have authority from the Father to be the king. You know, eventually he became the King of Kings, obviously. But don't forget, he told us we'll do the things he does and even greater. So the word for authority is exousia, which is a supernatural force of the highest judicial control. It's the highest. And Jesus walked in it, and so did Paul and some of the disciples, some of the apostles, all of them did really. They walked in that. We saw Stephen walked in it, Philip walked in it, others who in the scriptures who were not the original apostles begin to walk in it, so we know we can walk in it as well. Power is the word dunamis. You know, we always say dynamite, but it's creative, it's supernatural. The miraculous strength, and it noticeably changes something in the natural realm. Boom. So this is the authority and power difference. And, you know, people marveled at both of them in Jesus. They saw them both in his life. Because, see, power changes reality. Whatever's there, it changes it. Authority rules over a situation, okay? Power is creative. Authority and power, you know, authority is the power to influence. So I can create something in the spirit. I can create a miracle through healing. But authority, and now I have influence over the person that had the miracle, you know, if they see the authority of Christ in me. The power it's given as a gift. You do not have to earn it. It comes freely. That's what I've been saying all week. The priesthood, you freely have power. But then authority is given through relationship. And this is what we're building on, intimacy. That's what the Father's embraced teaching we're doing, because we're trying to build people to have relationship with the Lord such that they'll gain true relational authority. So power is learned by knowledge. You know, you learn it. You learn how to pray for the sick. You learn how to pray for miracles. Authority is attained through obedience and submission. Whoo! So if we're going to walk in kingly authority, we're going to have to learn to be obedient and submit. So you ask yourself the question today, why do I not have authority over this situation? Why do I not have authority in my home? Why do I not have authority at work? Why do I not have authority in the earth? And I can tell you right now, it's because of areas in your life that you've not been obedient to and submitted to. I'm guilty. Jesus had victory over sin and the cross. Because why? In the Garden of Gethsemane, he asked it to be removed, but he said, Lord, not my will, but thine. And so what did he do? He submitted himself to be obedient unto death. And because of that, he won the victory to set the captives free and for us to experience power and authority. So Jesus fully paid the price to have that authority to give it to us. So we do not have a gift, or we do not have the gift of power, but we have the gift of authority that comes through obedience and submission that Jesus demonstrated. And he gave us a pattern of how we can too have that same authority. Look, authority removes demons, right? Acts 19, there were those Jewish exorcists, and they tried to do it in the name of Jesus, and who Paul preaches, and what does the Spirit say? I recognize Jesus. I know about Paul, but who are you? If you have true authority, you are going to be known in the spirit realm. God gives authority, and Satan recognizes it. Look, if you want to have authority over the enemy, if you want to walk in kingly authority, then the enemy, when you get it, the enemy's going to know it. And look, you're going to walk into a situation, the enemy's going to go, uh-oh, they just came. And they'll, like I said yesterday, like Jesus, when he got authority over Satan didn't bother him anymore. He used other things to come against him. So that's part of authority. When you start gaining authority, the enemy will send things at you, not directly towards you. So he sends somebody to irritate you. He puts you in a situation where your finances are attacked or whatever, to see if you can walk in the authority that the Lord has given you, and the Lord teaches you to get authority in a trial. No, I didn't hear any amens on that because we don't want to hear that, do we? But I guarantee you, every trial I've been through and the people I work with and the people I've seen in the kingdom, it's when they cross over that they have that authority. I remember I was at a meeting with Jack Taylor once, and a great minister. I think he's still alive. He's still out there. But he preached one of the most phenomenal messages, released power and authority in the message. And I think, wow, man, this guy, he's got to be just walking on cloud nine. I mean, to be where he is and walking what he's walking in. So when right after the message, we had a pastor's luncheon, and he was speaking to us. And he said, y'all were all impressed with that message, weren't you? The authority and power that came and everything. And we were all, yeah, man. He said, now let me tell you what I'm going through. He says, my wife has cancer. She's in depression. She wants to kill herself. He said, that's what I left this morning. He said, but in the midst of this, I have authority over that pain, over that trauma in my life. And not that I'm not concerned for my wife. He made it clear he's passionate. He wants to see her delivered and set free. But he had authority of torment because the enemy could not torment him because he had gained authority. And I had to say, wow, you ministered like there was nothing wrong in your life, that you weren't going through anything, and yet there you are in a great trauma. See, that's when you start really walking in true authority, is that even in the crisis, you know that God's with you and he's going to carry you through that situation. So he had belief that God was going to heal his wife and carry him through that. Okay, that's real authority. And Satan recognizes it. In Matthew 6:13, it says, do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil, the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. See, the power is the miraculous. Dunamis, or dynamite, right, shifts and changes reality. Power is doing the miraculous. But remember when Mary was told that she would become pregnant in Luke 1:35, and the Lord told her the Holy Spirit will come upon you with power, which is dunamis, or the highest would overshadow him. This is the same phrase that was used in Acts 1:8 when they were told they would receive the power of the Holy Spirit would come upon them, the power to create and cause things to be restored, as we saw Mary when it created Jesus. But authority is ruling. See, kings rule through authority. They conquer by power, but they rule with authority. It is a privilege that is gained through obedience, through suffering and submission to the Lord. It is not power that makes demons leave. It is authority. See, and if you're avoiding pain, if you're avoiding being obedient, if you're avoiding submitting your life to the Lord, and then you cry out for authority, against the enemy that's trying to come against you, man, you're going to have a hard time because you're not going to have the authority to deal with that. You can't quote and scream and yell something that somebody else did. Well, I heard my pastor do this, or I heard this minister just say this phrase and the enemy left. Look, if you've not paid a price through relationship with the Father, walking in kingly authority is not going to be yours, and the enemy is not going to recognize you. They'll recognize the voice, the echo that you're saying, but they're not going to recognize you because you got stuff inside of you that you've not dealt with through relationship. So therefore, the enemy has access to say no. Oh, you're telling me to leave, but yet you have the same problem in your own life. You know, if I'm casting out a demon that's inside of me, a house divided against itself cannot stand. How can Satan cast Satan out? I think I've told that story. I did a deliverance once on somebody, and one of my team members, we were casting a demon out of a girl, and then one of my team members, the demons in that girl we were dealing with, called to one of my team members and said, "Help me," because the same demonic force that was in my team member was in the person being delivered. And I realized, wow, that person did not have authority to deal with that demon because they hadn't dealt with it in their own life. Are you understanding that? That means that submission of God and getting free, going through this thing. That's why we're doing the Father's Embrace, where you know how much you're loved and get the wounds and the strongholds dealt with so that you can walk in this kingly authority, this judicial authority that Jesus walked in, that he rebuked the wind and the waves and they had to obey. Because why? He didn't have storms in his life. He had overcome storms in his life. So therefore, that storm could not come against him. So he had authority over that. So everything you overcome through trial, submission, suffering in your life, now you have authority over it. That's what we're talking about this week, of getting and walking in kingly authority. So moving from a priesthood into a kingship. You'll always be a priest, but you'll walk in a kingship too, that you'll declare what God is saying, and the enemy will have to obey. The situation will have to change. Things will have to get out of your way. All right, take that this week. All right, see ya.